Mary, Queen of Scots, is perhaps the best known figure in Scotland's royal history. Her life provided tragedy and romance more dramatic than any legend. She was born in 1542, a week before her father, King James V of Scotland, died prematurely following the rout of his armies at the Battle of Solway Moss. It had been initially arranged for Mary to marry the infant son of the English king, Henry VIII. However, the Scots had refused to ratify the agreement, which Henry sought to secure through a show of military force, the so-called rough wooing. For her own protection, Mary was sent to France in 1548 to be the bride of the Dauphin, the heir to the French throne, in order to secure a Catholic alliance against Protestant England. In July 1559, Mary acceded to the throne of France, alongside her husband, now King Francis II. However, by 1561, the new king was dead, and Mary, reluctantly, returned to Scotland, a young and beautiful widow. Scotland at the time was in the throes of the Reformation and a widening Protestant-Catholic split. A Protestant husband for Mary appeared to be the best chance of stability in the realm. Thus, Mary fell passionately in love with Henry Stuart, Lord Darnley, marrying him in 1565. However, the marriage was not to be a success. Darnley was a weak man and a drunkard, driving Mary to rule entirely alone without conceding to him any real authority in her kingdom. Thus, spurned politically, Darnley became ever more jealous of Mary's secretary and favourite, David Rizzio. The culmination of this frustrated and ever more paranoid suspicion was that he, together with others in Mary's court, forced their way into the Queen's private apartments at Holyrood House and murdered Rizzio in front of the heavily pregnant Mary. The Queen, understandably, was horrified, and her relationship with the ever more unpredictable Darnley would never fully recover.